Start recording. And I'm going to start streaming. We are live. Welcome to the Recovering Guardians podcast. We just talk about games and stuff like that and do all the...
And things.
So, Stormy, how are you been, bud? I haven't seen you. I feel like I haven't done this for a long time.
It's been a while. It's nice to see you back in your sort of natural habitat again.
Look, I wish I could have done the podcast from the massive room that I had in Adelaide. So get this, Patrick. I had to phone up Stormy and Skimmy to show him this suite that I had in Adelaide. and the suite that I had in Adelaide, for some reason. So we have... I don't like that. So we have things with our company that when we book our stuff, we book preferred. There's a preferred list, and then there's a whatever goes type of list.
Mm-hmm.
But the preferred list is connected to the CEOs of my company. Multi-million dollar people in my company. So they get all the good shit. And so what this person did, who doesn't usually book my travel, did the preferred list. So I was in the Crown Plaza in Adelaide, in the junior suite of this hotel, and I had a corridor to go to the toilet. And Stormy rings me up and messages me and goes, "You've got a corridor. You have to share the toilet." I was like, no. In my room, there's a corridor that I have to walk to the toilet. And everyone was like, "Are you sharing toilets?" And I was like, "No, let me show you what it is." And I had this massive
bed. I'm confused. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's like an ensuite, but has its own hallway.
Yeah. So
it was a big room, dude. It was crazy.
I had this massive bed, double, like king size, like California king type of thing. One wall on the side of the bed was floor to ceiling windows that looked out into Adelaide. That was about 4 or 5 meters long. The windows in front of me was about 10 meters long, floor to ceiling, that they just had these massive curtains. And then I walked through the living room to the end and then turned a corner and then went into the toilet. It was fucking huge.
It was huge. Have a bidet. That's how I separate the rich from the working folk.
A bidet?
A bidet.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
A bidet.
It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, it's a French thing. But don't you have like a gush thing on your toilet?
A what?
A gush thing. Like a.
You mean the fucking flush? Yeah, I got one of those.
So on my toilet.
Do I use it?
Just leave it. Just massive food and thing.
Optional.
What I've got on my toilet, I put a douche on my toilet.
What?
A douche, like a water jet on my toilet.
Oh, okay, yeah, could carry on.
So I have a water jet on my toilet, and then...
Okay. Yeah.
And so this room was in the middle of thing, middle of Adelaide, and it was $550 a night.
What's the problem? It's in the middle of fucking Adelaide. Who wants to be there?
Well, it's quite busy. And so then this morning, so I did like a massive... flight. So I flew from Sydney to Perth to a site, then back to Perth, stayed 2 days in Perth, went to Adelaide, spent time in Adelaide, cars and all that sort of stuff, done a half hour job, come back, spent some time in the hotel, then I flew from there to Perth to site again, and then flew back to Sydney, and then I went to buy some tools because we've just moved places and we needed some stuff. I've maxed out my credit card. Now, I have a $20,000 credit card.
Shit! What tools did you buy?
No, there was all the other stuff, all the other
expenses, other stuff.
Expenses. So I phoned the lady up. I go, "Hey, I think I've maxed out my credit card." She goes, "Yeah, okay, awesome. I'll sort it out." I was like, "All right, cool." She goes, "I've just upped it to 30 grand." I was like, "Cool as."
Added on 30 or upped it to 30?
No, added on 30.
Jesus.
Yeah. And the worst part about it, when I first started, I had a $50,000 credit card that they reduced to $10,000, and I maxed it out twice.
Impressive.
What's happening, Stormy? What's going on, Stormy? What's happening?
Playing some D&D, dude. It's been a been a big week, been a busy week.
Look,
I can't wait. It's Friday tomorrow, boys. I actually can't wait for the weekend already, though, too. So, doing a bit of a date tomorrow night. Got a few speakeasies around Brisbane. So,
nice.
Looking forward to finding some hole in the walls, and not those hole in the walls, but you know what I mean. So,
the glory holes, like.
Yeah, they won't bring me much glory. I'll tell you what.
Remember, if you got a glory hole, you have to leave them a present.
What? No, you know what? No, I forget. No, I didn't say shit. I don't want to know.
You said what, dude? Now he's going to go into it.
So
I don't know. I don't want to know.
A glory hole.
Oh, God, he's going to tell
after
me.
You
I know
do,
what it is. I don't want to. I was curious about the present part.
So a glory hole is where you put your fingers in the thing. And then, and then you're supposed to.
On Twitch so quick.
Honestly, I literally don't give a shit.
That's bad everywhere.
Yeah. And you have to leave a gift. So you slide a gift under the toilet. Under the toilet cubicle thing.
Like a thank you gift.
But yeah. I was going,
oh shit.
There is rules and regulations. So you can either do you can either slide some money in or slide a gift, slide some flowers under there and stuff like that. Yeah.
No.
If I walk into a toilet with flowers, I think people are gonna be like,
lost the glory hole guy.
Usually they realize it's a glory hole like thing. Yep. And so when you're walking in with a gift, like, oh yeah, he's just doing the deed.
He's found the hole of glory.
What shit type of gift though? Like what if you get him like a fucking used scratchy ticket? Does it still count? Is there an etiquette on the expense of the gift?
Destiny silver.
If I give him some V-Bucks, am I considered a generous lover?
Do not know what the whole thing is. I wouldn't know what the etiquette is because I've never done a glory hole.
Chat, if you know glory hole etiquette, chuck it in now.
We need to know. You've just found the title for the stream.
Glory hole.
Associated with that.
What do you mean on that? What do you mean up to, Pancake?
Mate, I've been going down a rabbit hole. How long we got? I don't want to distract the stream too much. Let me get a thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Oh, he's got props tonight.
As I ask him a question, he just leaves the podcast.
It's going to be a hole on a piece of cardboard, isn't it?
I'm back.
Okay. Yes. All right,
this
back.
Is my gift. This is the present. So I found this thing, right? So after the last season of The Redacted, I was like, I wonder if there's a Walking Dead D&D. Because it's like Destiny ones. I'm like, why is there not Walking Dead? I love that shit. Yeah. All right. Turns out there's like an actual official one that just came out in like November. Like AMC, like it's based on the TV show. That's fucking cool.
That is
I'm reading
cool,
through
man.
It. And it's like, it's not D&D. It's like its own, I don't know what the thing is called, Free League.
Yeah.
Other people that make it, but it's based obviously off like a different game. But there's so much shit to it. And the art looks so cool. Let's see if I can like get something up. And just like the things, it's really
What's
cool.
That's
I love
cool,
it.
What
is this whole thing? And I really want to run a campaign in it. And it's very like role play driven. And I'm like, all my friends suck and they probably won't do that well. But, like $200-ish later and I have a bunch of things and some dice and I got given Goonies dice. I've never watched the Goonies, but they gave me that. So
Stop. You've never watched the Goonies.
Haven't we been over this? I haven't watched The Matrix. I haven't watched Lord of the Rings. I haven't fucking watched like normal movies.
What?
Watch Party.
You've never seen Sloth.
Oh, is that the Hey, you guys. Yeah, I know of him. I've heard of the legend. The man, the myth, the enigma.
Will you do me the favor? Will you do me a truffle shuffle?
No, I know what that is. I'm not doing a truffle shuffle. I know the pop culture references, so I never need to watch the movies. And
holy shit. Motherfucker.
So yeah, my like ADHD, my tism this month has been The Walking Dead.
Cool.
New show came out and just hardcore into all of that.
That's awesome.
It sounds like people are enjoying it though too.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm about to give that a watch.
It's not a shit. It's really
bad. 6 years, mate. I waited. It was sort of worth it.
It's bad. It's really bad. But look, I'm really looking forward. I'm really looking forward to the actual you role playing and DMing.
Yeah, I'd love to give this a shot with you guys. I think it's so fucking cool.
Well, we can even just do it on the other the other D&D, not the Season Redacted, but the other D&D group. Because they are spectacular. Some of the stuff that they're getting into now, and they go in with everything that I lose my fucking, like, I go mental over. Like, I put some stuff in, I'm like, all right, nobody's going to go with this. And then they fucking go in with the flow of it. Because they're like, a boy comes up with fucking random shit.
Fair play. Well, now I'm, like, looking at, like, people that have played this game on YouTube and things like that. It's a very niche community.
Yeah.
Like, it's tiny. Okay. But, like, some of the people I've discovered, it's really cool. Like, they inspire me a lot. I learn a lot just from watching them. There's some I just absolutely hate. Nothing against them. It's just like, not my thing. So, but it's really cool because like when I think D&D, it's just like, Critical Role. If I'm going to go fucking watch a D&D podcast, it's like that. I'm going to watch a Destiny D&D podcast, Seasonally Redacted.
There it is. That's where it's at.
I mean, the Walking Dead D&D podcast group is very small.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see that like complete tiny niche that I have no business being in.
But even if you have a look at, even if you look how small the actual niches are, so Dungeons & Dragons on Twitch, I was watching it last night and it only had 270 viewers. So whatever they're watching, other podcasts and stuff, there's only 270 people all worldwide watching it at one time. But so it's a very small niche. It's a ridiculously small niche. But we had 10 people watching us yesterday, which is more like he's just our mates talking and just laughing at us and all that sort of stuff, which is fine. And
for me, live D&D is like sort of defeats the purpose, or at least podcast wise. Like a lot of the time for that, it's something I have on the background. It's my background noise that I can sort of be invested in.
Yeah.
Just like how I doubt people, and I'm sure there are people that do it, but I don't think like your main source of entertainment, like you get home, turn on the TV and watch Critical Role and sit down, like pay attention to it. I feel like it'd be something that you listen to.
Background, right, background noise. I think,
Kimba, the amazing Kimba, said, Pancake, you didn't say bye before running off. I was helping you pew-pew.
Wait,
once.
Were you in the... Oh, whoops, I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh.
My bad. Democracy, am I right?
But I purchased... what I really like is... not Critical Role, Brandon Lee... Oh, what's his name? I forgot his name. Brandon Lee. There's a few big podcasts there, D&D people. There's obviously Matt Mercer, Critical Role, and all his people. I Reinforce Your SOS will be lurking and listening. Well, this is another thing I have to ask as well. And then there's Brandon Lee Mulligan, which is the ginger guy, and he does he's a part of Dropout, and all his content is behind the paywall that you have to pay to watch it, and there's a reason why it's behind the paywall because it is fucking absurd, some of the shit that comes out of people's mouths. And I was like, if you would put that on Twitch, you would not be on fucking Twitch for
someone tells me to talk about glory holes less though.
And
we're still on Twitch.
Look, where do you think I got the idea from? but he's done it really well. He's behind a paywall, but he's a part of a independent TV producing company, and they do comedy shows and all that sort of stuff. So he's kind of in there. But yeah, like it is just in the background stuff. I can't watch it because I find it's more of the world building in my mind. Like I just couldn't watch somebody just to go, right, I'm just gonna watch this guy, because in theory it is a boring thing, because it's just watching people watch play. But you know,
I don't know if I'm the best example for Twitch live streams, because I fucking think they're boring, like to watch. Like that's why I struggle so much to watch other people. It's like they have to be my background noise. My background noise. That's not something I interact with.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Yeah, if I'm working, I'll often run. I watched Kimber's yesterday, just in the background there too. I said I was working, but just something that was going on. I was actually in the office that day though too yesterday, so just something going on there while doing other stuff. Yeah,
I'd commute. Oh, I fucking commute.
You commute like no other, dude.
So, because my company's decided to move, and so I had the drive from where I live to where I was going. Down pat, it would be 2 hours. That's it.
Yep. It's already a fucking mission, though. Jesus Christ.
It's a big drive.
Yeah. But I only do 7 hours, if that.
Yeah.
So I roll in there at 9 o'clock, do like a couple of hours work, go for something to eat, come back in, do a little bit of fucking, a little bit more work. And I go, all right, I'll see you later. And when we moved places, we moved 15 minutes down the road for everybody else. But because I have to go a certain way, it's 35 minutes down the road. And yesterday was the first time that I decided to drive back home. And I left the workshop at 4 o'clock, and I got back here at 6:45 at night.
Forget that, man.
And I rolled back into work this morning. I was like, I doesn't matter what time I get in, I'm leaving at half past three every day. And the guy was like, my boss is like, okay.
Shit. Even then, did you catch the school traffic today, though?
Pickup time? No, because I just decided I'm going. There's a non-tollway, which is quite convoluted, and then there's the tollway where it knocks like maybe an hour off my drive.
Fuck.
So
wow.
So I've just decided, I was like, I'm going the tollway. There's no other way. I'm just going the tollway. But I turned around and told my boss, because I've got a supervisor role now, I was like, I'm just going to leave at 3 o'clock. I'm just going to leave. I don't care. Yep. And he goes, all right. I was like, fuck you, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, just go. I was like, oh, nice. Oh, fuck this. I'm going at 2 o'clock. I'm actually not even coming in anymore.
Cool.
What's happening, Pancake? Yeah. I was like, what's happening, Pancake? What are you up to, bud? What's new?
I'll tell you, work. I've been reading that book and like planning in my head like a mini campaign I want to run with my mates. Nice.
That's cool.
Are we your mates or somebody else?
I get fucked. You're like a fucking work colleague at best, mate.
Yeah. You're just a person.
Yeah,
somebody that guy.
No,
I've forgotten now. You've fucking completely ruined my train of thought.
You would detox it.
Oh yeah, I'm just having a break. I'm just no streaming, no nothing. Just
dude.
Cold
I'm on sabbatical.
Nice. Yep.
I hit my point where I was like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
It's a hard thing, isn't it? That's why I don't stream anymore, like playing computer games, because I can't keep up that. It feels like a false positive type of thing, because you're like, oh yeah, let's do this. And I'm like, I can't be fucked. But during D&D and stuff like that, doing this sort of stuff, it's just, I enjoy it because I'm just talking to my mates. And that's what I enjoy.
I love doing this because there's zero work on my end. I just have to rock out.
And even on D&D, like I do, like this. Do you want to see what I wrote for D&D yesterday? And that was the whole yesterday's campaign.
A white page.
20s, like 10 20s, and that was the whole 3 hour game last night.
Man, we would have died if we picked that fight in the downstairs area.
Nah, you'll be fine. If you want to go and listen to it, guys, I will be releasing it sometime tonight, I think it is.
It was a great episode.
But should we talk about a bunch of things today? There are things to talk about. There are video games. There is that small indie game called Destiny 2.
I want to talk about Destiny, but it'll just make me fucking angry. And that's my issue. I'm trying to like bypass Destiny because I'm like, fuck. All right, Connor, Destiny. What's happened in Destiny
So I played it. You get this little sparrowy thing, but it's a hoverboard and you can grind and you go quick and you do a front flip. Coolest thing they've added in the game. Shame it took 10 years. Probably a thing in Final Shape they just brought forward. I wish they added more things that fundamentally changed the game. Guardian game still sucks. The end.
So
I got to say,
go on.
The skimmer is fun from the point of view that if you want to skim across a whole bunch of activity, you can literally boost yourself on the PlayStation. It's different. Boost yourself, hold circle, and then you go along that grind rail, and then you just fly over everything. You can really cut out a whole bunch of map, a whole bunch of content, and go from literally point A to point B in a straight line across.
All I've done is turn my HUD off and just drive around on planets. That was like my hour and a half stream I did like a week ago. And I'm like, yeah, that's Destiny now until Final Shape. Unless they had a like Hoverboard 2 or something. Maybe Gambit 2, we'll see.
But do you think, like you said, do you think it's actually them going, we need to keep people's interest. We're just going to randomly put this fucking speeder in.
100%. They've had 10 years to add a new vehicle.
What?
And to add it in like a seasonal event, no less.
Within the last 6 months of the game, potentially as well. It's odd timing.
Yeah, it is a bit of an odd timing because it is.
It's so fucking cool.
But yeah, it like cool. I understand it's cool, but it's just a random thing, isn't it? It's like, because there's no like led on to what was happening. There's no like build up of like hype and shit for this. Oh yeah, look at this. You can get a hoverboard. Marty McFly shit. And then they just go, here it is.
Yeah, and relied on the content creators to actually tell you all about it and stuff, whereas I almost would have preferred like a Tony Hawk-esque highlight reel or promo reel, doing some mad tricks in the air. That would have been really cool. I would have got hyped for that.
Well, I was surprised too, because I skipped the trailer. Like, I saw it. I was like, oh, it's a new thing. And I didn't know it was a vehicle. I thought it was like a thing. Like, you know, when you can find the fucking pikes and shit.
Yep.
Yes, 100%.
I just was doing something like that. And it's like, you can grind. And like, I didn't even watch it, but I was like, oh, it's, there's going to be like set things on this one map that let you grind. And then I was fucking shocked when it's like, this is just your vehicle you can summon. You can do a front flip and you grind anywhere.
Yep. It's fun. It's
do you think
cool.
it is that's very gonna cool. get? Do you think that's going to get wound back, the grinding over everything? Because like you said, you can grind for fucking miles and miles.
Until you hit something, or you get shot out of the air. Yeah. But I think leave it.
Again, the Sparrow is completely useless. There's zero reason to ever use Sparrow.
Yeah. I have to dodge things with my Sparrow.
But so now it's like, all right, I need a multi, like I need a big vehicle now where people can hop in.
Yeah.
And then you've got some diversity going on. Like, I'm here for it. And you could think of like Sparrow based encounters.
That's
vehicle based stuff.
That's very Crucible good. Again would be nice.
Yeah. Crucible update. I did play a little bit because I saw the legendary Khal Drogo. Playing. They changed it, I think. I don't know. I wasn't paying too much attention.
They've had a big
PvP
sandbox.
But it's like there's a special
sandbox.
Bar now, and you've got to like get kills to get the special bar up, and then you get special. And I'm like, you've ruined my Jotun gameplay. How dare you? But outside of that.
Well, by all accounts, it's actually making people, it's making people want to play, but then you can't get a game. There's people just sitting in a game for an hour.
I think for Australia, like on comp and like trials, the high end.
Yeah,
but it's always been like that. That's not new news.
Look, I've never had, a session where I've just sat there for an hour, like sat there for an hour, going, "Hey, I'm just gonna."
Yeah, but are you the highest echelon ranking in comp?
I'm gold three.
Gold three in what? Fucking mushy monsters. Fuck off.
What? I'm gold three in comp.
Is that even a? That's not even a thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am pretty sure. Confident enough to say that.
Because it goes gold three and then it goes into platinum at the end of it. But it's all right.
In Siege.
No, in that one where you have to play the ranking system.
I think he's right. I think with the new ranking system it is, isn't it?
Sorry, mate.
No, it's not gold, platinum. No, it's fucking like ascendant, fucking loser, loser two.
No, it's not. Because it goes bronze 1, 2, 3. It goes silver 1, 2, 3. And then gold 1, 2, 3, I think.
That Sebs is angered me. I don't want to talk about Destiny anymore.
Speaking about Destiny Steel 2, does anyone know any more information about what's coming out in the next month or so, though, too? That whether it's...
Oh, Into the Light.
Right?
Yeah, but look. So I read... I lurked in a post today, and there were so many people... This Facebook page had so many people going, "I've given up." And that hurts.
I apologize. Sebs was right. I can't believe I'm saying these words.
clip it please.
Yeah, clip that shit. And let's fucking just...
they add gold.
I think 6 months ago, something like that.
Beginning of cheated. Or whenever that new Crucible system.
It's like bronze, platinum, silver. There's like ascendant, untested, fabled, brave. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They're just like, oh yeah, and gold.
Yeah.
Like mythic, legend, bronze. Like, fuck off.
It hurts me. It hurts me so much that people are just giving up. And but I reckon as soon as the people, final shape comes in, it's just going to kind of ramp back up again. Hopefully it ramps back up again.
The thing that's sort of exciting me about final shape is the idea of content, like just a lot of content, and more so not the actual expansion, but the episode. I'm curious to see how that plays out and if it's a big chunk of stuff on top of like an expansion.
Yeah,
because like that's my biggest issue with Destiny launches as of recently. It's like 2 or 3 days of like hype, and then that's it, and it's done for months. And it's like you do the season, you get the seasonal model, blah blah blah. But this at least will be sort of a shake up in that regard. So I'm excited. But like if I blow through all the seasonal content, like all the fucking expansion content, that's on me, right? Like I'm not criticizing the game for me being a loser and fucking playing it for 24 hours. But like it's then when it's like do the season, and you do the one intro mission that is occasionally okay. And then you go, here's the same reskin gun I got 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to go grind the activity I don't want to do. Like, that's when I'm like, I drop off completely. But if an episode is different enough and, like, can still drip feed content like a season, I'm here for it. Because then it's like, you know, I enjoy the final shape. I have my big meal and I go on to this and I can just, it can be my hobby again.
My issue is, are they just renaming seasons, episodes?
That was my fear too. And just extending it, rather than every, what is it, every quarter, we get one every third now.
Yeah,
so throughout the year there. So I think it is, or it could be, if we're going to get extra content for it, though, they're too. So assuming by that sort of theory, because they've delayed Final Shape effectively, what, 5 months?
Yeah.
We should get a lot of content, right? Because it's been, they've had more time to work on it.
Well, my thought process with that is it wasn't actually a Final Shape delay. It was an episodes delay. Because
I wonder about that.
Final Shape was arguably done, right? Like, you were 3 months from launch. Like, it's already been out.
It had to be, like, yeah, for sure.
You had to be done. And you can argue Lightfall was this filler to delay Final Shape more. Like, they've been working on, they've been cooking. There's not that much you can do outside of, like, polishing and, you know, bug fixes and things. But episodes, you can fix them. You can keep adding to that. I don't even know when episode 2 is coming out, but that's ages away. So yeah, it's like,
it'll be in, well, how will it be? What, 4 months instead? So every 4 months we get, like, a new episode.
Lightfall proved that, sure, whatever you make expansion-wise can sell. It's the after you need to keep up. And they, we had, like, arguably the worst seasons this year or last year. Yeah. So it's like, oh, if they bolster episodes, even just like episode 1, if they make that just meaty, that could maybe weigh them out for a couple of months.
The issue you got, and it's going to be a big issue that obviously a lot of people are thinking, is Final Shape is the end of the Light and Darkness saga.
Well,
and
they said, we know it.
They said that it could roll over into something else. And I understand that. But my concern is Final Shape, people go, I've seen where this has gone. I've seen the end now. This random bald-headed guy with massive eyes with a fucking, like, floaty head and all that sort of stuff has just come in. Did they want to see...
He said, witness these nuts, and then he left.
But did, the issue I've got is... The Light and Darkness, end of the Light and Dark saga, is not the Witness. It was the three sisters, because they have been there from the start. Yes, they pull this like thing, goes, surprise, we've got the Witness guy coming in now. But the Witness means fuck all to me. It's just a tall cunt.
So you had to give an entity to the darkness because it couldn't just be this thing. So, like, I don't envy the Bungie writers, because they were like, ah, we've been building Severfin up for years, but now the triangle ships are actually doing something. What can we do? And then they're just like, shit. That guy, Megamind, let's go.
She's controlling this in the background. She had this plan the whole time.
I'm very excited for the end of the Final Shape to be like, there was another guy all along.
But my concern is what, like, the way we've seen Bungie, like, the way Bungie is writes in the thing is, how are they going to get this to stay interesting? How are they going to get episodes to work when there's not any, there's no new enemies being introduced? Yes,
yep.
Vex are here. Cool. Vex are fucking boring. Vex has no, like, the lore on Vex is just shit that you read. Ooh. Kira Blade Transform is you. Oh, yep. That guy's you. Oh, this guy's you. There's no talking with the Vex.
No.
There's no monologuing with the Vex. It's just like, oh, this is a big robot guy.
Yeah.
Kill it.
To your point there, in that case, they're two Sevs. If it is an end to the Light and Dark saga, whereabouts do you draw the line? Where is the conclusion to wrap up a story? Because obviously, do we finish the Final Shape, and then roll into episode 1 as a brand new story in that case, beginning the beginning of, let's say, the Square and Triangle saga instead of Light and Dark. But do they cut off the Light and Dark saga at the end of Final Shape, and episode
inside
1
the
is rolling
traveler.
Into...
Well, yeah, was another know. Traveler.
And inside
it's
that
literally
traveler.
Men in Black with all the marbles and the galaxies.
Yeah, but the issue there... isn't... Like you said, it's a good point. When do you cut off? Are you then going to get... What the issue is the continuity of the story as well. There's always this weird continuity. And it's never mentioned. It's just written in the lore. Go, well, why are we killing Cabal? Well, they're offshoots of Kallus's. Oh, okay. Why are we killing Fallen? Well, they're offshoots of...
The other guy.
The other people.
The bad Elixir, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay.
I have a hot take.
Go.
Does Destiny even need a continuous story at all? I feel like, in theory, right, if you've got 10 years worth of things, and this is my copium brain, hate me all you want, imagine you launch a game and you have 10 expansions worth of things to do. Like, I'm saying, from Destiny 1 to all the way, everything, nothing got vaulted, everything was in one thing. You could play all of these expansions, and all these content updates were just new maps, new modes, new weapons, new loot, and you just kept expanding on what you had. And new expansions were like, oh, we're expanding like the Tangled Shore and the lore and some little stories in there. You know what I mean? This next expansion, we're like expanding this. Does it necessarily have to be this bang? Here's this whole new story, whole new enemy race, whole new fucking thing going on.
They're world building without building a world. And that's the problem that I find. It's the same maps, the same story, the same story beats, the same places, the same stuff that you have to pick this up to do that. You have to put a ball in a thing. Where, like Pancake says, if you were on Earth, they have missed out on so much opportunities. It goes, use the Cosmodrome. Great. We saw it in D1. Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
With
and old Chicago at the like you know more to the EDZ and more to the Cosmodrome like just strikes and shit like and just expand the game.
Agreed.
Go outwards rather than up. Like you know
they sort of did to a degree, didn't they? When we had that season with Rasputin and we had to go into those bunkers, we went down. Yeah. But I actually prefer Pancake's idea of going out because there's so much of the Cosmodrome you can always see it, and I wanted to sort of work out a way to be able to boost across that the ocean there to get over to those what do they got over there the radio towers and stuff too. That would have been cool.
But like, because if you build Destiny as like one solid thing, then like you've got all of this content to work on. And think for like a new player, like I know it's hard on our end. But I'm thinking as like a new player and like a value for money and a purchase proposition. It's like, oh, okay, I go spend money on Destiny, right? I have 10 years of content worth to do. I have all of these activities I can do. Like all the seasonal like things are in there and things I can play. There's loot that's rewarding. There's all these things. Like a game should have an end. It should have like a conclusion. You can still give it updates while not necessarily like railroading people to a brand new story and shit. Because what's next? Like after this is Destiny 3. Like realistically, what other story can you tell that's not just let's fucking wipe us all? It's like let's lose all our gut gear this and just do something
exactly,
else.
Exactly my
the
point.
The game
too,
fundamentally needs new shit to do. And that's why the skimmers are fucking cool. Because in 10 years we've never seen anything like that.
And what annoys me is that they go to so much in depth in the lore written. And I love it, don't get me wrong, it's great. But then they miss story beats. They miss just glaring story beats. So let's just work out the Almighty. The Almighty come in. You can see it. It was moving closer and closer and closer to that, to Earth and all that sort of stuff, and they shot it out of the sky. So the lore about the Almighty was there was a guardian in stasis in the Almighty.
And he was like trapped in it.
And he was trapped.
He's dead as fuck.
And he goes, well, he's not because he's a guardian. He's got his ghost. That's fine. But they crashed, and then you could see the actual crash in the EDZ. Now, why didn't they just push that boundary and allow you to go and save that guardian or go and walk through the Almighty and have something in the Almighty? Why do they have this glaring, obvious point of going, well, we're not going to, it's just going to be there. You're just going to be able to look at it and go, oh yeah, that's fucking cool.
Because we sort of did that in Destiny 1, didn't we? When they crashed that ship into the, I can't remember the name now, but we were able to go into that crash on the...
In the Dreadnought?
The Dreadnought.
The big cabal ship. And it was
And that was cool. Going in there and just seeing the wreck and shit's on fire still. I think that's actually a really cool idea though too, Sebs. That would have been fantastic to see it all as a community and watch it happen live to then be able to go investigate it.
But it's a glaring plot point failure in certain things. There's so much glaring like, well, why didn't you do this? And obviously they in their background, they go, well, it's just too fucking... But like you said,
like there's obviously constraints against it. Like fucking Lightfall pisses me off just because of like how cool the Neon City is in the background.
Yeah.
And where I am is so lackluster. It's just okay. And like so silly. Like just to uproot the lore to that extent and like completely just fuck with the story and then to not give you any of the cool shit that could have come from there. I was like, bro.
Yeah. What stopped them, back to the Almighty before we go on to something else, instead of it over the ridge, why didn't they just drop a bunch of rubble in EDZ. Bunch of rubble. Opened up a dungeon in there that you could play in there and out on thing and just dropped a bunch of rubble so we could see the crash instead of it being this shadowy load of bollocks in the background.
Because I think the start was
gone
cool.
Now, isn't it?
They've just taken it away. They're like, oh yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because like how they were doing it, it's like live events. It's like you want a shared world, you want all the stories to feel like they matter, blah, blah, blah. And that was the first time they tried it and I appreciated that. But then yeah, you're right. The fact that just nothing came from that, and then they did one more with like the planets being taken. But then again, it was a cutscene. Like I don't know how else you could do it respectfully. Like I think they did the best they could. Yeah. But it was just like the Traveler's healing and done. We're never going to do any live event again.
Yeah, but that's the problem. This is the problem. And the issue with the Almighty live event, it went for 4 fucking hours. And literally,
oh, bro, I remember waking up for that. It was so fucking aggravating.
Yeah.
Was it 2 a.m., about 2 a.m. our time or 2:30 our time? And I went to bed at 4:30 or 5 o'clock to go to work.
And I was like, this is a waste of time. Like,
and you look at it and you just saw...
Yeah.
I remember it just exploded and I just fucking alt F4. I was like, okay, I wasted all of my time for this.
If you're facing the wrong way, you would have missed it too.
Yeah.
And then it was like... And then there was just that bit of damage on the side in the tower. And you're like, all right, cool. That's awesome. That just randomly disappeared, though.
Yeah.
But they haven't rebuilt the fucking first tower. Like, come the fuck on, man. I was like,
my favorite moment from Lightfall was just seeing the new tower. Like and all that allies and shit in the sky. Like, it felt like the world changed. And it sucks that I have to wait a year, if not more, to see something that substantial.
Yeah, and look, I think it's going to drag people back in. I hope it's going to drag. Actually, I hope it's going to drag people back in. But the writing team is so. Look. Let's just go off like not Destiny because people think Disney. Disney has been mad with people just trying to do shit in the background. Somebody writes something. Look, it happened with the Deadpool thing. They tried to change it and Ryan Reynolds got upset.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman got upset and then they changed it. And he's like, Ryan Reynolds is like, no, I'm not changing it. This is the way this is going to fucking be. He's got enough star quality to do it. The issue that I've read about Destiny is a lot of people have turned around and gone, I've been writing this for years. And every time they come in, they go, no, you can't have that. You have to rewrite it. You've got a very short period of rewriting.
Sounds like a common story, doesn't it? Very common theme. But how, I don't even know this for a fact, but how much do they go through, or how many writers do they go through in a year at Bungie? Is there a high turnover rate for writers at Bungie?
I don't think there is, actually.
We'll never know.
Like, I don't actually think there's a high turnover rate. But the issue as well is they are supposed to work in separate teams. So and they leapfrog each other. So they get one person that just works on the expansions. Off you go. And there's one person working, there's one team working on season one, and then another team's working on season two, and then they go like that.
Well, you know how much of the original Destiny story was scrapped? Like, almost entirely.
Yeah.
Like,
that was last minute, though, right?
And that was very last minute, and then they went with this new story, and then as we've gone on, they've just gone back to that old story.
Yeah.
Old plot points and stuff that were meant to just be in Destiny 1 are just things we do now, like, and things that happen, like Crow's whole story.
Yeah.
Is like, not verbatim, but like, the idea was like, Crow, Aldrin didn't exist. Crow was this character in Destiny 1. That's meant to show you like the fucking speaker was evil and shit, and that there was more going on with the Vex and the Black Heart and all this crap.
But that's
we sort of do that shit now.
Yeah, right. But that's what it's going to be.
True.
But like, I just don't understand. I just hope there's legs when it comes to the Vex. Because for me, Vex as a class, Vex as a enemy.
Faction.
Are just shit.
Yeah,
they're
boring to fight. Yeah. They just, you can with how powerful we are now, light or dark supers, weapons, any abilities, whatever. We just go through them like they're nothing at all. Right? It's just not fun.
Yeah.
So I say we finish Lightfall or Final Shape. We finish the Final Shape. As it concludes, a new enemy approaches. They see us at our weakest point, maybe minus our Traveler. I don't know yet. And then this new enemy tries to take advantage of us. And we all...
But that would be...
Reunite.
So that would either ignite the whole fucking Destiny people and they're like, I fucking hate it. I've lost everything again. Only for it to come back later. Like, that's what annoys me. It's like, oh, guess what's coming back? Icebreaker's coming back. Well, it should never come back.
Yeah, as much as I want a fresh reset just so I've got something to do, it's exactly how it's going to go. They already went out with seasonal weapons. And because it's impractical. It's like when they got rid of, when they sunset weapons, they were never going to be able to bring back, like everyone's like, when they're sunsetting content, like they're going to bring back enough to offset up. Like, no, like physically impossible to just do like 3 or 4 years amount of work in fucking 6 months. Like,
exactly. Yep.
And they did it wrong. Look, the sunsetting, they did fucking wrong.
I liked it to an extent. If they did two seasons back, I think it would have been fine.
Yeah.
I almost would have preferred it a hard, I mean, you can't do a hard reset mid-game probably, but I would have almost preferred a hard reset and then come in and earn weapons again rather than just taking shit away with us only to get them back a year later, was it? I don't even know how long it was, but getting Recluse back and Mountaintop back again.
It's coming back in now.
Yeah.
You can get Luna's Howl and everything. It's coming back in now.
Yeah. I'm not passionate.
Well, look, I've been saying for ages, right? Sunsetting still exists. It's just they, with those little stupid little perk things at the end. It's like your monkey brain will see this and be like, I need that's the it. New Paladrome that has this stupid thing and way less perks because it's got the stupid little buff that makes my gun 0.2% better.
Yeah.
And it's just going to keep going like that.
Well, they already
did sunsetting.
They did sunsetting, but the problem is they've taken away, they've sunsetted weapons. People have kept them in their vault.
Me.
And then they turn around and go, well, actually, we can remove in all light level from everything.
Yeah, so I assume I can just use my old shit now.
Yeah.
But it's just fundamentally weaker because there's new perks that out.
That's the thing, but some of the guns are broken. Some of the guns are still broken. Like, some of the guns are so fucking good that people are using them. Fucking Mountaintop and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So they're using these guns that are just fucking fundamentally better because they handle a lot better than the shit with the shit perks now.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm like, what have you done? And the problem is then you get weapon fatigue and, like, vault fatigue and just random shit that you just got
red
there.
Box
like,
fatigue.
Yeah.
I've been full vault for so long and I want more space. I feel so bad that I have to delete shit that is like I can never get again.
Yeah, give me a
because
thousand.
It's like I remember earning it. Like, even though sure I'm never gonna use it, it's a thing. Like, what else am I gonna do? It's like I can't just pull that back from collections. You don't let me do that.
Yeah.
So it's like just because I'm never gonna use it doesn't mean like I still didn't earn it. I still don't want it.
What I'd like them to do is final shape comes, the tower gets attacked, we all go to the helm. And they blow the shit out of the fucking out of the tower, and we lose absolutely everything.
I figured this was gonna happen anyway. Maybe not the tower, but it was like the solar system will explode. Or just come out of the portal, and we won't be in the fucking solar system.
Yeah,
we'll have teleported. Else.
Yeah.
I mean, the last cities like Neomuna instead, for example, which the revitalized.
The thing as well is, people go, it takes so long. The reason why they're bringing back the old exotic is it takes too long to build the exotic. Mm. And they'll just get this. And I understand in theory, if you work at it from just a logical point of view, they go golden age tech. So if we had an age where our golden age, like we had an extinction protocol type of thing where people had phones and then we kind of got extinct or kind of went through certain stuff and the world kind of slowed down and...
Mm.
Electricity thing, and then we kind of built it back up, and then we go, well, look at that. They've got these small little boxes that they can talk to people on the across it, and then we go, oh fuck yeah, that's awesome. We bring it back. Same with weapons. Like in Destiny, they've had two golden age with an extinction in the middle. So the old golden age stuff, they would have got brought back into the fold with different perks and stuff because other people are making these things. As a logical point of view. But then as a dev point of view, they go, well, it takes 6 months to make exotics. So every time you see an exotic, it's been in the fucking works for 6 months prior to that.
Yeah.
But there's a guy on fucking TikTok goes, this is what I've done in the last week. And he smashed these fucking exotics out. He goes, yeah, I'm just making them now.
And to that point too, yeah.
But there's so much more. So just that. Yeah.
No, I understand that, but the theory behind it, the thought behind it is like, yes, this is thought. You have to build up what the thought is. And he goes, oh, I built 20 in the last thing. And he rendered all the pictures and stuff like that. And he done some, like in Destiny, give him perks. He did them all that. He did all the guns. He spun them around so they had all this fucking shit. And he goes, the guys just did 20 in the last fucking week. Like, could you not use, could they not turn around and do a competition and go, hey,
An exotic
fucking weapon competition. Let's do this.
I always wanted to see that, like precisely that, exotic weapons and exotic armor pieces, and get community members to do like a helmet, chest piece, stuff like that. And imagine the quality of stuff you get out and the fucking imagination that put into the weapon perks or armor perks and the abilities you get out of them. Oh, it would be so much fun.
Yeah,
I'm going to be devil's advocate here. I think that won't work at all.
Go for it.
So a lot of people I talk to at my current work, designers, right? Yeah. And they tell me some of like the worst parts about being a designer is everyone tells you how they can do your thing better. And 100%. It's like, listen, you get it, but there are like design principles in place. And there are people that have like spent years and stuff honing this and understanding fundamentally how it works with all these other systems. So I can go here and be like, oh, you should just put Icebreaker into an auto rifle and call it the sick cunt of all fools. Like,
no, I was thinking,
I tell you that, and I can design a cool art, but it's like, how do you implement the game? How do you implement the sandbox? How do you balance it? How do you program it? How do you make it work with all of these consoles and all these other things? How do you do it in a timely manner? Like, there's so many things that go into it. As much as it would be sick to get people to vote, everyone would vote on the most cooked fucking one ever that, like, feasibly could not be made.
Well, but then you...
A gun that shoots out the witness, and then he pulls out a machete and then attacks you, and then the catalyst means if you hold X, Oryx appears and you ride him like a dragon.
Yeah, but that's fucking stupid. That's
what's going to win.
But I was just like, the gun where he just had Oryx on and he just throws balls. Like a,
But there are community games where, it's a Path of Exile, I think, where community members submit content for the game. Is it Path of Exile now? I'm not sure. But submit content for the game, and it's extremely popular from that point of view, though, too. So
if it is Path of Exile, like, and then again, I'm going to be a hypocrite. I think it would be significantly easier to do that shit in that than it would be Destiny.
Fucking hypocrite.
All right. It's just not third person.
So have we been dishing out discipline? Christ.
Democracy?
Democracy, that's the word I've been looking
Amen,
for.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
There's like all this new shit. We did a podcast last week, the Hell Pod. Go check it out. No, was it 2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago now. Yeah.
So much has happened since that episode that like I was like, fuck, goddamn it, bro. Like so much. Like the month of launch of that game was like pretty chill. It was like, we lost the creek, blah blah blah. And it's like, by the way, we're defending this planet to get the robot exosuits. Like, this is happening. And it's like, all the exosuits have stopped because we're getting attacked some more. And now there's this whole thing about, like, the democracy, the Super Earth lying to us because there's this new game mode, like, a new mission type that means you got to, like, spray termicide onto the planet. And then, you got to activate these things. And what's happening now is the termicide is not actually killing the bugs. It's mutating them and turning them into flying ones and new variants. And I'm like, bro, why couldn't this happen when we made the podcast?
That's the stitching
us all. And I was like, God damn it.
That's very, very cool. I've been watching, I've been away, and I downloaded Democracy onto my laptop, my work laptop. My work laptop does not do well with games. It's like a fucking Minecraft on
my 3080 Ti struggles with Democracy.
I got a 3070 and it's doing really well, but I tried to download Baldur's Gate 3 because I'm back into Baldur's Gate 3. Fucking fantastic game.
Yeah.
I've even restarted it to start.
I want to play with you boys again.
Yeah. And then I downloaded obviously that didn't work. He was like duh.
Yep.
My gnome is just blocks. I was like, I've just waited 5 hours fucking downloading this bloody
thing.
Chuck kicked it off. I was like, I'm gonna put Democracy on my laptop again.
I love who's like, Baldur's Gate didn't work, better try the other.
Well, Baldur's Gate is fucking crazy big. Like, Baldur's Gate is like 140 meg.
Because there's so much game in that. Yeah, why do you think Helldivers would be any different? Have you seen the particle effects and shit?
I know, but then I'm like, fuck.
Fucking download Terraria. It's like a megabyte.
But I got on my laptop. I talked when I first started streaming. They bought me a laptop, and I was like, I'm going to use this as a laptop. But it's got no GPU.
Oh, no.
It's just all CPU. It's just so anytime you put something, it's like.
So did you use the stream off it?
I tried to. It didn't work.
If you guys want to know my OG scuff setup, I don't think many people know. So when I first started streaming, like 2019, fresh out of school year, I used my old 2013 school laptop, right? So what I would do is I would play on my Xbox, right, on the TV here. Like, I'd have a TV there. I'd have my laptop here. The laptop didn't have any fans working, so I had my wallet under the laptop. So it was, like, up like that. I would then Yep. So then I would go on the Xbox dedicated app and then share my screen on the Xbox onto the computer. And the laptop, right, would be running OBS. It would be showing the screen linked fucking Xbox. And then I would have a microphone, like a headset around my neck with the thing coming up like that. And then I'd have my actual gaming headset that I would play. And classic. I would sit like this on the wall TV. And that's how I would stream.
That is amazing.
And now you've just a big, big
money sink. Yeah, you're right. No, I was like, I can never do that again. So let's buy the most expensive equipment ever.
Yeah. But I turned out like in work, they provided you with a 24-inch monitor. And when we went to the new place, they go, we're going to provide you with two 27-inch monitors. And my boss was like, we don't need two 27-inch monitors. I was like, yeah, you do, man. Just wait until you go. Wait until you get like two 27 inches.
Yeah.
And he goes, nah, mate, we're not going to use them. I'm just going to tell him to just take them away. I was like, don't, mate. Don't. It's changed his life.
I bet it has to. Yeah.
Fuck.
I've got a big, like, fuck off curved one at work that I'd never used once in my year of being there. I just used my laptop.
Oh.
Yeah. Just didn't like the curved screen or?
No, I just couldn't be fucked. I should always move around doing shit. It's like, God, it's whatever.
Well, they're supposed to be really good. The curved screens are supposed to be fucking fantastic. But
I've never used one. I've never actually really seen one put to good use. Even at PAX last year, they had them on display, but I didn't get a chance to play with it at all.
I've got a funny monitor PAX story from the 2023 PAX? 22 PAX, all right? I went there and there was this cyberpunk chair. I had to describe it. It was like a droidica. It was like a big circle, right? And I was like, this is fucking sick. And there was like no queue in it. And I'm like, all right, I'm hopping in. And coincidentally, playing Cyberpunk. And it's like, you get in, you lie back, it like tilts you back, and it like moves and shit. And there's a massive monitor wrapped around, right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, how much is the chair? He's like, it's like fucking $8,000. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fair. I'm saying about right. And I'm like, so what's it come with? Like, you know, you get the fucking monitor, right? And all the other shit. Like, it's actually like, no, they're separate. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, how much is the money? He's like, $2,000. I'm like, cunt, you're telling me I spent $8,000 on a fucking massive circle chair and then I don't even get the monitor with it? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, bro, like, no wonder there's no fucking queue here, bro. No one's going to fucking buy this.
That's not feasible at all. Gamers don't have the most amount of money, right?
Well, yeah, I feel like even if you're like the richest cunt ever, it's like, what are you going to do with this massive circle that doesn't come with anything? Well, I'm like, are the seats not included? Like, I don't understand.
But have you seen the guy who's done a curved screen in his room?
Wait, what?
Have you seen the guy who's done a dig? So he's basically got a table and chair in the center where he can control stuff. But his whole room, this massive room, is a big curved screen. And it's huge. So you can just go like that and look. And he's got the rest
60.
Of, yeah.
He's are got you the rest kidding of the me?
Nah. It's fucking done it. And he goes, this is how I play.
Go. I mean, he could have just bought Apple. What's that Apple sort of headset there? Yeah, just looked around and stuff like that on the stand.
But he's just got this fucking thing. And then, who's the other guy? The other guy's doing something as well. There's another guy that's doing something, but fuck me. I was like, why would you buy something like that?
Seriously.
I remember when my ex-missus, me and my ex-wife split up.
Yep.
She stole my TV. Okay, she stole everything.
I was expecting you to go there.
Yeah, she stole everything out of the house and left me with a shitty TV. So the first thing I got when I think, oh, she stole my PlayStation 4 as well.
No.
Like, she returned my PlayStation 4 with a copy of fucking Destiny. Ugh.
But the first thing then, when I got my first paycheck, I was like, I'm going to buy myself a TV and a new PlayStation. Yeah. Got a big pay, going to buy it. So I rocked into JB Hi-Fi and I go, hey, man, I want a PlayStation 4. And I want a TV. He goes, how much do you want to spend on a TV? And I was like, I don't know, man. I haven't got much of a thing. He goes, we just had a Christmas special. We have a 75-inch TV in the back. You can have it for $300. I was like, I was like, all right. And he fucking dragged this. Have you realized how big a fucking 75-inch TV is?
Huge,
fucking
dude.
So me and my brother are dragging this fucking TV through Bondi. I couldn't fit it in the back of the car because the box was too big. So I took it all out of the box. I chucked it in. I then put it in the room. Obviously, everything in my unit was completely gone. So I had it on a stand on the floor and I could lie on my bed and just watch TV because the fucking, you could just see the top of the fucking TV like this.
That's funny.
But then I started playing Destiny on it, and it was forever, I was forever doing this. Because the fucking TV was so fucking big that I was just missing shit. I was like, this is bollocks. This is absolute shit. So then I was like, I'm going to buy myself a tiny little monitor that I can just see shit, everything there with my peripheral. But fuck, man, it was the fucking worst TV.
So I've got a TV in my room that's fucking huge, like too big to be in there. I don't know how big it is because it was like my auntie's. And she's like, oh, you want this? I'm like, yeah, fuck off. I had no room for it, but I'm like, I'll figure it out. I put it on this table. It is like bigger than this desk. It's, I want to say like my arm width, like it's cut out, but it's big.
What the hell, right? Yeah.
And it looks so fucking stupid in my room. It's the first thing you fucking see. It covers like half a wall. And like, I only have like my Xbox tied to that. And I have my Destiny 1 account on that. So it's like all the time I just like load up Destiny 1 and play on a big TV because I'm like, this is funny.
Yeah.
It's a cool experience.
Watching computer games, because obviously the pixelation on computer games is a little bit smaller than normal TV.
Yeah.
It's the quality. So you play a game on it, you're like, oh, this is great. You watch TV on it and it's Minecraft. You're like, ah.
Yeah, right.
You have to be like so far away so the pixels kind of come in. So they say for a 75-inch TV, you have to be 3 meters back. 3 to 4 meters back. Now, who's got
a 1080? Is that HD 1080?
Yeah.
P as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So who's got a room? In theory, there you can put a 75-inch TV and go 3 meters fucking back.
Yeah,
it defeats that's a lounge room. Like, yeah. That's it.
You, a normal lounge room width-wise is about four meters.
If, that's a 4K TV or 8K, if you're in Japan, if that's a 4K TV, you can afford just a little bit closer because obviously pixel density is a little bit less. But
fucking nuts, man. It's fucking
that's crazy. Fucking crazy for back then, though. 3 meters, that's literally...
And I give it away.
That wall to my other wall there.
I give it away then. I was like, I can't fucking... I just give it away to my boss. I was like, do you want a TV? He's like, yeah. I was like, there we are. Cool. He just rebuilt his house. Have a big fucking TV.
Fuck. Oh, man.
It's a pain in the ass, man.
That's hilarious, too.
All right. Thank you. I think we'll wrap it up there. We'll wrap it up there. On a fucking high of bitching about fucking TVs. On a TV high, bro.
Seb's got robbed.
Seb's... Oh, don't. Look. It's a Patreon. I want to start the Patreon up again. I want to have a bit of a drinking Patreon and talk about just random fucking psychotic things. I think we talked about ball sacks waxing yesterday.
We did.
In D&D
ball sacks and buttholes. Yeah.
Bang, bang.
But
it was that sort of D&D.
Tabs just came into my room, saw the screen and said, I like Uncle Pancake's background. I want that in my room.
Oh, there you go.
All right, everybody, thank you very much for listening to the Recovering Guardians podcast, where we talked about hopefully Final Shape sorts his fucking ass out and Bungie sorts his crap out and all that sort of shit. But anybody,
I'm just excited for everyone to be happy again. Even if it's like a day, I'm really going to savor that.
Just that hype, right? Just that.
Look, I'm going to buy it.
That high.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy the collector's edition. I'm going to moan about the collector's edition. I'm going to take it apart and make it better. That's my final plan. But all right, has anybody got anything to fucking plug?
The Hell Pod.
The Hell Pod.
Now live on YouTube.
The Hell Pod.
Yeah. Episode 2, what we'll film next week.
Yeah.
I've committed money to it now. It's sunk and cost fallacy. You keep going till I die.
Hell Pod. Hell Pod. I'm tossing up whether I play Baldur's Gate or Democracy now.
But why not both?
I can't play another. But Stormy, got anything to plug, my man?
The D&D podcast, that's the highlight of my life at the moment, though, too. So you can see that on this very channel, Exhibit A Media, though, too. We stream sporadically, and we've got, what, 8 of us? 9 of us?
There's a fucking lot of you,
Good group of people, though, 10. Too.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh! Well,
done. As soon as everyone wants a guest appearance, I'll be like, yeah, why not?
Look, I wanted to have enemy guests come in that try to kill you.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my plan, is to get enemy guests in. So that's That could be in the long run, but we'll see. But yes.
Find me on Twitter, Stormios on Twitter, and I'll be talking a lot about that podcast in the coming weeks because it's really getting exciting now too. So I put on a good voice and I got tested for an STI. So
this was before you even played D&D.
That was the prerequisite for playing the D&D. Yes.
There's no woman trying to chat him up. But like it went off the rails. It went off the rails like quite fucking quickly. But it was fun. It was great. Jokes is back. Oh no, you guys froze. Jokes is back. Okay, cool. All right. Thank you very much. Goodbye, you beautiful people. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.